I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. Oh, hello, chickens. Welcome to another bonus episode as we're heading into the new series of Doctor Who. Now, if you are a Patreon subscriber, and a huge hello out to any Patreons listening, we've got Tom, Squally, Jordan, Peter, Damo, Other Peter, Alyssa, Matt, Dr. Simon, all of my favourites. You may have noticed there were only 4 episodes in the binge listen this week. That is because episode 100 of the new theories will still be dropping on Friday for everyone. Patreon subscribers will get it Thursday night, and that is how we're going to be doing Monday to Thursday episodes. So there will be an immediate reaction episode that will go up sometime after the newest episode of Doctor Who goes up, which I think is on iView about 5 o'clock in the morning our time in Australia, on the eastern seaboard, if you're not in Queensland where they don't have daylight saving. It's very confusing living in Australia at the moment. There's like 8 time zones. So that'll be, I don't know if I'll get it up before the 7 o'clock, which is normally they go up at 7 o'clock in the morning. But I will try. It depends how meaty the episode is, but there'll be an immediate reaction from me as early as possible. Then there will be another episode at 7 p.m. that night, which will be at 7 a.m. the next day for everyone else. So if you're on Patreon, you'll be getting the episodes 12 hours early. Wednesday morning's episode, so Tuesday night for the Patreon subscribers, will have a special guest. I've never had a guest in this podcast because they're my theories, but I'm inviting guests along. I will announce them when I've recorded them, and we know that they're definitely doing it. But let's just say, if you have enjoyed any of the Doctor Who things I've done outside of this podcast, you may recognize some of the people. That's as much as I'm going to say. But I'm going to have guests at least once a week. Although some of them, I'm sure, will be incapable of speaking for less than 10 minutes. So you may get bonus extra long episodes with the guests, as well as the 10-minute ones in the morning if you are a Patreon subscriber. So that's all that's going to happen. That's the plan. So sorry you only got 4 of the normal 5 episodes in your binge listen this week. Also, the numbering will change come Monday the 1st of November. So don't get confused. I'm going to launch, finally, season 13 of this podcast. Because I thought, you know, it's season 13 of the new series. Let's call the podcast season 13 and we'll start the numbering all over again. I know, it's like I work at Marvel Comics. I'm starting from number 1 again. So I'm very excited. I've had a couple of theories come in about what Flux could mean in the new Jodie Whittaker series. James has said, theory, exclamation mark, all theories must be exclaimed. There must be declarative statements and they must be exclaimed with an exclamation mark. Flux is a reset button. Ooh, James. Unstable timelines with various baddies destroying the world, etc., and ending up with the Earth saved and Gallifrey undeaded. That is controversial. That is a very controversial idea. I'm wondering if this plan for Russell T. Davis to take over has been coming for a while. Because we know that Russell T. Davis wanted the Time Lords gone because he was like, it's too much. It's like, it's a lot of continuity that no one wants to deal with. Then Stephen Moffat brought them back. And I'm wondering if the whole thing with the Timeless Children and the Master destroying Gallifrey was when the plan was hatched for Russell T. Davis to take over from Chris Chibnall. Because I read a thing recently that Chibnall said the hardest part of his job has been finding someone else to do it. Like going, yeah, I'm enjoying this, but I've got to work up a succession plan. And I wonder if Russell T. Davis said, oh, if you don't mind, can you destroy Gallifrey again? I don't know. It's just a theory. Anyway, James thinks maybe Gallifrey will be undeaded from the flux. Jordan has been, you can message me if you're on Patreon and they come straight to my phone and I will probably respond as I have here with Jordan. He says, I really hope Gibby doesn't undo all his changes because of a few Sookie fans. I think the Time Lords should stay gone. I think they were pretty incompetent anyways. It would be cool if it turns out they were just pawns all along for a greater race of whatever the Timeless Children are. Make them an ominous presence like in the War Games. We need that mystery back. I do like that idea, Jordan. I did reply and say that's what the Black and White Guardians were meant to be when they were brought in during the Key to Time and all those Elder Gods in the McCoy era. I wonder if the Ravagers are going to be the anti-Time Lords. I'm now reading out my own replies. Jordan was excited. He's like, ooh, maybe the surviving Time Lords that escaped the Cull of the Master. Time Lords turned Ravagers of Time with nothing to lose and no High Council to govern them could really mess things up. He didn't say mess or things, but, you know, you get the idea. I've edited it slightly. And then he says, but what about Crystal Head? Thinking face emoji. And I replied saying, I really love this theory. Maybe crystals grow out of your head if you spend too long in the vortex. It's the kind of thing that would happen. The desiccated coconut master from Deadly Assassin may have been post-crystal end of regeneration. What if the Ravagers are the Doctor's old race? Ooh, I'm having theories all over the place here. And Jordan said, what if the crystals are time crystals and they're a race that can naturally travel through the vortex and the same crystals what we use to develop TARDIS technology, and that's why the TARDIS has crystals. This is a great theory. I love the thought of both times the Master became a skeleton like Deadly Assassin in the end of time, maybe just been his body reverting to its natural state being at the end of his regeneration cycles. Maybe that's how he found out about being the Timeless Child. Ooh, yes, he has gotten to the end of that chain more than once. I'm not going to get any work done today. I'm far too excited about Doctor Who. I don't even care if I'm 1,000% wrong. I just want to go on this flux journey. Oh, me too, Jordan. Me too. Maybe they flux because they, as a race, flux through time. Oh my God, the theories. I love them. If you have theories about flux before it goes to air, please send them in now because we'll all be wrong come Monday. Oh, I know, it's a week away. I'm so excited. So yeah, that's next Monday. If you're listening on Patreon, this went up on Sunday and there's a whole, it's not tomorrow. Calm down. It's okay. So also, I've had a look at Doctor Who Monthly. I keep calling it Doctor Who Monthly, Doctor Who Magazine. When I was a kid, it was called Doctor Who Monthly. And I bought a whole bunch of issues with Peter Davison on the cover. And I got him to sign them when he did a signing at Maya. He came to sign Doctor Who books. And I got told I had to buy a Doctor Who book. And I just pretended to be an idiot kid. There's like, what? Sorry, I didn't hear you. And I got him to sign all of these Doctor Who magazines, Doctor Who monthlies, as they were at the time. Anyway, in Doctor Who magazine this month, there's a big article interview with Jodie Whittaker and Mandip Gill and John Bishop. And also Chris Chibnall chips in. And he says that when he's talking about the return of the Sontarans, when the Doctor mentioned them in her COVID video, remember the little COVID video that she did from the cupboard, which was amazing. I got a tear in my eye. She mentions the Sontarans and he goes, that was a big hint. Oh, I'm going to have to go back and watch it again. He also says that one episode is a massive Sontaran adventure. Because of the nature of the storytelling this year, the episode takes place in more than one time zone and there are multiple strands going on. And it's a big chance to see the Sontarans do what they do best, waging war. And riding horses, obviously. But that is interesting. Multiple storyline strands, multiple time zones. This has me very excited for Flux. And this also has me excited. Jodie Whittaker says in this series, the Doctor is going to find things out about herself and is going to face some of her biggest and oldest foes. Find things out about herself more than she found out at the end of the last series. So more than the Timeless Children, more than Tiki Tiki Tata and her, that she started the whole Time Lord race. Are we getting the Fugitive Doctor back? I would love to see Ruth Doctor again. If there are more things for the Doctor to find out about herself, that excites me. Because I love that we are now in this world of who knows who is who and what's going on. All right. So there will be the rest of this week. Please list it out. I'm covering the Snowmen, which is scary and fun and silly. And then on Friday, a big preview ahead of the brand new week of episodes. Oh, my God. I can't believe Doctor Who is back next Monday. It's very exciting. I'm beside myself. Also, there's a bonus episode where I have listened to The Ravagers, which is a Ninth Doctor adventure from Big Finish. That's over on Patreon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.